This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
As we prepare to enter into the season of giving, we are delighted to welcome into the Joy Studios one of Melbourne's most inspirational women. Well, I'm going to say most inspirational, Megan Castron. But most people will know her as a jewel chick.
Woohoo! Hello! How are you? It's so fun to be in this colourful place.
Look, we're so excited to have you here. But you, Megan, you've partnered with us, the Storehouse, to create a home range for the LGBT community. Are going to love it. And not just a joy. Tell us all about it.
Well, it's really funny because I don't normally drink coffee, and one day I drank a couple of cups of regular coffee, and my whole brain went, "Whew! I want to start designing homewares," because I used to do that a little while ago, and I hadn't done it for ages. And I rang up this company, I rang House, and I said, "What do you think? Do you think we can do it?" And they said, "Sure." And so I started designing, and I love drawing with. I just am really drawn to rainbows and colour, and so I just started doing this thing, and all of a sudden I had this rainbow range, and it's so exciting because now I've actually got stuff that I want in my house.
Well, it's so true. I mean, if I follow you on Instagram, and rainbows seem to follow you everywhere.
Isn't that weird?
So where was the inspiration came from?
Well, I don't know. I just, even as a little kid, I've always loved colours. And when I look back, you know, even 20 years ago, I was still drawing rainbows and smiley faces, and it just seems to be fashionable now. But I actually have always loved it. So I love rainbow tie-dye. I love all that sort of stuff.
Well, as you know, the LGBT, you know, we've taken the rainbow as our flag, so we are going to love it.
I want to know, are you still drinking coffee? Because I've never drank coffee before in my life. Oh. Are you still on it? Are you still getting the creative brainstorms?
Do you know what? I sneakily had one before I came in because it makes me go, woo, you know.
Maybe that's what I need.
You know what? It never used to have that effect on me.
Yeah.
And then I gave it up, and then I realised that when I don't drink it all the time, then it has a really good effect.
Because people say, I'll drink a coffee before I go to bed. And people say, what? And I just drink that much of it, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But if you give it up, do you get a headache?
I've never given it up.
Oh, my God, don't, because I get a smashing one when I'm really addicted to it.
Now, you've got this fantastic cause behind the whole new homeware range. Can you tell us about that?
I have. I actually met this fabulous woman, Terri Trent, and she was Oprah's all-time favourite guest. You know, when Oprah finished a show, she declared that she was, and that's because Terri Trent is from Zimbabwe, and for Oprah, she embodies what she wants for every woman: to be educated, to be able to have their own life and do what they want. And Terri has educated herself. She broke the poverty cycle for herself and the education cycle. And one day she was at school, and well, kind of like half at school, and this white woman came into Africa, which was sort of unusual for her, and said, "Oh, what's your dreams, Terri?" And Terri said, "Oh, what do you mean?" You know, like that was kind of a weird thing to say, to have a dream. And Terri said, "Well, I'd really like to go to school, and I'd like to get a PhD," like coming out with all this stuff in America. And the woman said to her, "Terri, that is achievable." And Terri looked at her like she was mad, and then raced home really happily and said to her mum, mum, this woman said I can do this. And her mum said, "Of course you can. It's achievable. Quickly write it down and bury it. Bury it in the ground," because that's what they do. They bury placentas and things like that.
They like dreams.
Yes.
I suppose you're giving it back to the earth, to Mother Nature, and saying what you
exactly.
want.
Exactly. And I actually was lucky enough to meet Terri at a Kiki K event, because Christina from Kiki K is doing a range as well. For Terri, and she invited me, and I got to meet Terri, and then I was already doing the homewares range, and Christina did this meditation and said, "What's something you've always wanted to do in this meditation?" And I'd always wanted to give back to Oprah, because she's done so many lovely things for me. And to me, this feels like a whole full circle thing. So straight after the meditation, I went straight up to Terri and I said, "I'm doing a homewares range, and I'm going to give you everything that I make."
But whoa.
And it feels fantastic.
That's massive.
Yeah, so I'm giving it to her. And do you know what? I've had so much more fun, and I'm not shy to promote it now, because I'm not making anything and I just want it to sell for the charity.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we're going to put some pictures up of the range, and you're definitely going to be able to go to
House.
I've
got a surprise for you too.
Oh. No, you don't.
Look.
Oh. Stop it. We've got presents.
These are lunchboxes, but no, you're
really
going to...
Oh, they're actually
lunchbags. This is what you're going to really love.
No. Oh, it's like a rainbow drink bottle. No, listen, don't give him a drink bottle, because I bought him one in Africa and he lost it.
It was stolen.
Look, well, now you've got a new one.
Would you believe it's my birthday this
weekend? You can put cocktails in that too. Oh, happy birthday to you.
This is my present. Oh my gosh.
Look, I wish we could all see it, but we'll take some photos because now that Chris is coming, you know, we all are thinking about presents.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, like, this range is going to speak to the LGBTI community.
And it's inexpensive. Rainbow. That's what I'm really happy about. There's nothing over $50.
But how great. I like the idea, and I really try to do when I look at presents. I want to buy something that somebody likes.
Yeah, me too.
Reflects them. Yeah. But this also has a social conscience.
Yes. Like,
I don't want to buy you a T-shirt that I know was made in a sweatshop in China.
Right.
But it's not helping anybody, the environment or
exactly.
anything.
Exactly.
But where am I going to be able to get this stuff?
From House. And there's a little bit online at the moment on House. Online, house.online, you can find it. Or it's also going to be in the stores like, well, my big launch is on Tuesday night. You're
so
coming.
Excited.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see what you wear.
You're going to a launch? I want to go to a launch.
You can come to the launch.
Can I come to the launch?
I would love you to come.
Oh, well, we are exciting. Going.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be so, for there's so many people. I don't even want to know how many. Like,
do I wear rainbows?
Yeah.
Yes, you got to wear colour.
You could get your nails done like mine. I've got rainbow nails, everyone.
I will get my nails done. Oh, this is exciting.
Yeah. It's going to be so fun. It's going to be cocktails.
Yes. Well, we actually got to have a lot of fun a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
We made cocktails in a studio and filmed it.
Those videos are coming out soon. I can't wait to show everyone because I did a rainbow cocktail shaker.
Oh, that's right.
Did you really?
Yeah.
And Wayne designed a cocktail on that day.
Yes,
he
did.
He made a caramel espresso martini.
Oh, my God. And I had one and I was like, I had to meet the person, one of the guys who was new to the company and I'd never met him before and I had one of your crazy drinks.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God. No, I'd never had it hit me as hard as that. It was like, woo, I was lying.
Well, I can say Megan and I met somewhere and we have...
We met at the races. It's nearly our anniversary.
And we had such a nice time. You were so generous and loving and caring.
Oh, I loved you guys too.
And it comes out in you. And look, during this range, it's got me so impressed. But look, as we're talking, Megan was actually, like, she's a star in her own right. She was the Today correspondent for Miss Oprah Winfrey.
I know, that was fun.
Who's now become like your BFF. You look at videos on your Facebook and there's Oprah in her house. And I'm going,
yeah.
I've stood in that same spot Oprah stood
Isn't
in.
Isn't that crazy?
Like, yeah. But look, let me tell you. Dish some dirt. She can't be that perfect.
No, she really is super nice. Like, honestly,
damn.
And she's even better when she's... When I get the opportunity to just have a conversation with just her, that's even better than when all the cameras and all that because you get to sort of, I don't know, talk normally.
Yeah.
It's like people,
fabulous. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You said she inspired you. Because she inspired a lot of people.
Totally she totally inspired me because she did a show with all these women who were married and they had, like, credit cards and they could buy anything they wanted. My life was not like that at that point at all. And I thought, oh, I never want to be in a stage where I'm married because I have to financially. Like, imagine having to stay in a marriage because of money. I think that would be terrible. And so from that very next day, I created a business for myself. I started hand painting ceramic plates.
Oh, wow.
And so I just started this little business. And it wasn't a lot of money, but it meant I had some of my own money.
Yeah.
And then I did a range of bed linen. And now I design jewelry. And now I'm doing the homeware. So I have a lot to thank Oprah for because if I hadn't seen that episode, who knows if I would have got to this point.
And now you're BFFs.
BFFs.
You're going to Megan's toilet and it's just covered in pictures of famous people. You're standing there going, oh my God, that's Hugh Jackman.
I've taken my camera everywhere.
Oh my God, that's such a... Yeah. It's crazy. You spend 3 hours just in the bathroom just looking at all the pictures.
Social media before there were... Like, I have always taken my camera everywhere for the last 30 years.
Oh,
so
wow.
This is nothing... This is just an avenue now for me to use because I've always taken photographs.
The toilet sounds more exciting than my toilet. I've got the times tables on the back of the door.
Oh, my mum used to have that for us.
You can follow you at Jewelchick, which is JEWELC. HIC.
Yeah, that would be great.
Go in there and have a look at all the range. Also, check it out on House Online. Go in, it'll be in the stores very soon. Look, what a great thing to do, Megan.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you here.
What an absolute time. Thank you so much for coming
in
this morning.
Thanks.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.